trash coming at you. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Okay, welcome to episode 4.
Yes, of Chosh. We are now on a roll for... Not only did we release our first episode, we've actually released more episodes since our first episode.
We've not only released one, but more than one.
Yeah, and kind of on time.
Yeah. Okay, so we asked people on our social medias what... Christmas movie was their favorite.
Yes.
And we got a lot of replies, but we only have enough time for one.
Mm-hmm. Coming from C. Loving, who is a dear friend of both of us,
mm-hmm.
he says Iron Man 3. That's a pretty good Christmas movie.
So I would say Iron Man 3 is not a Christmas movie at all.
Really?
What would you say?
Well, I don't know. I was actually thinking about the shower because... Well, I know it happens in Tennessee, and it happens when it's winter, and I'm pretty sure that in the town that they're in, there's Christmas, ornaments or something like that. And doesn't he give the kid some of his Iron Man gear as a present?
And he gives his soon-to-be wife, Pepper, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That giant bunny.
Yes, yeah, okay.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, this article says... Not so clear, okay.
Ooh, and there's no better movie to enter into the great Christmas movie debate other than the MCU's most festive film, Iron Man 3.
Yeah, so of the movie happens during Christmas.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, wait, but would the movie be fundamentally different if it was at any other time of the year? Not even a little bit.
So you think it'd be exactly the same?
Yeah, because the movie doesn't have anything to do with Christmas.
Here, we'll do this. What do you think makes Iron Man 3... a great movie, and what do you think makes Iron Man 3 a not great movie?
Okay, so I just actually rewatched this movie.
Oh, perfect. Oh, with your family?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, I would say Iron Man 3 is probably the worst movie I've ever seen, because...
Actually?
No.
Oh, I was like, no, it's so good.
I guess it's a good movie in and of itself, but it doesn't really add anything to the MCU.
Yeah. You're actually, I agree with you. Yeah. I think it's really well made, though.
Yeah, it is. And it is a fun movie to watch. Mm-hmm. It's funny and good.
Yeah, but right. I don't think it, expands on the universe at all.
And I liked the, when their house gets bombed. Oh, yeah, that is so funny. Because they're like, it's just so sudden. They're like,
yeah, yeah.
Should we be worried about that? And then it's just like...
Yeah, it's awesome. And I like the effects, like the house exploding. The visual effects were really good, and the shots when he landed, like when he crashed on the ground in the snow.
Oh yeah,
that was really well done.
And he wants a Subway sandwich.
Yeah.
Does anyone else remember those commercials for Iron Man 3 where he crashes on the ground and wants a Subway sandwich?
You know what keeps going through my head? Where's my sandwich?
Right here at Subway. Power up with the.
Yeah, I thought it was cool how it got him out of the suit for a little bit too.
Yeah, and he, had to rely on, just his...
His innate abilities.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
His innovative talents.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and the kid helped him.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, so all in all, I would say probably my favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
Whoa, nice. Oh, I was like, wait a second. That's awesome. Yes, I would agree, though. See, Loving, that is very good.
Yeah, C. Loving.
Yeah, C. Loving. Well, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie, Elf, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just watched Home Alone, which is a good one.
Yes.
So, Elf or Home Alone?
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with either Elf or Home Alone. What do you want to tell us about your Christmas?
I feel like I didn't get a bunch of, super huge gifts. I got some, cool clothes and stuff. And some new socks, which are always cool.
And you also got this.
Oh, yes. At my grandmother's house, I got a ukulele.
Ooh, we gotta play the song.
Na, na,
once in a lifetime live recording you get to hear of us.
Yep.
Like on the mic.
I'm gonna get some new tires, which is good because like the tread is pretty much all the way down. It's kind of scary. That was basically my Christmas. We had a good Christmas Eve service and stuff.
Ooh yeah, nice.
Okay, what about you?
It was very good. Well, as an early Christmas present, I got a new car.
Yeah. Which is very awesome.
I got some nice basketball shoes. I've worn it since 8th grade, so for the past 4 or 5 years. And, yeah, I love the car. It has a Bose sound system. It's very nice.
Ooh.
So it's literally, we have to go listen to it in a second.
Yeah.
Got some cool clothes and food and stuff. And went just to hang out with the fam and the girl. And went to Memphis for a little bit, so that was fun. So, yeah, it's very good.
Well, this brings us to our final and most exciting segment.
Oh.
We're talking about another movie. It starts with a W, ends with an E.
Oh, I got covered.
WALL-E is the movie.
Yeah. As you have probably seen, WALL-E is in our description for our podcast, but it is not in there for a random reason, as you might assume.
Well, it's mostly in there for a random reason.
Oh, you're right.
But
that's true. Well, we wanted to make it slightly less random, I guess.
Yeah, so we thought we would expand upon the idea of why WALL-E is a good movie and how we think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how it kind of has to do with real life right now, too.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to do a little bit of research on the go, too, while we're recording, so we'll see how that goes.
On air.
Yeah, on air record, or researching.
Wait, can you say on the air if it's a pre-done recording?
Cannot.
Okay. Also, speaking of which, we're going to have our first caller. So just call in whenever you are ready.
Oh, like a phone call. Yes, we already have our first caller. You're right.
Yeah, so our phone... So just, you can find it on our social media. Just call us and we'll answer on the air right now.
Yes,
Well...
I don't think this is working. All right, well, the first caller will get something.
Yeah. So just call in anytime during the podcast and we'll answer it on air.
Yes, Oh, if you're the first person to comment on the notification for this episode, we will shout you out in our next episode.
Yeah. Okay, so, WALL-E.
Oh, yes, WALL-E.
Let's see. Yeah, but, so do you just want to explain what WALL-E is?
Yes. Okay, WALL-E is a Pixar movie that came out in, like, the earlier 2000s. The main character is this little, like, robot. He's on Earth, and he's, like, completely by himself other than this little, like, cockroach he has. And then you can see there's, like, a ton of, like, this other, like, destroyed dead robots all around him and a bunch of, like, destruction and rubble and trash.
Well, no, it's not, like, destruction. It's just, like, trash and pollution all over the place.
Oh, okay.
It says, Smoop says, humans have trashed the place so badly that they flee into space and leave an army of waste allocation load lifters, Earth class. That is what WALL-E stands for. To clean the place up. So, like, WALL-E is a robot that was left in order to clean up the planet with the end goal of humans returning back to Earth eventually. Whoa, what?
What happened?
Apparently, WALL-E takes place 700 years after they leave Earth. So Earth has just been sitting alone.
For 700 years? Wow.
What do you think would happen if Earth was just, like, without people for 700 years?
Probably smell a little better after a while.
I don't know.
Would it be so scary? Because it would be so creepy sounding. It would be so empty.
Yeah.
You just hear, like, wind. Oh, that's how it is in the movie, too. Mm-hmm. Because just because WALL-E can't talk either. So he's just him by himself, and then just wind and, like, you know, nature noises, but there's no trees, so it's just, like, wind flowing through trash and stuff.
That's kind of cool, like, for a movie. Like, No Country for Old Men, there, like, isn't very much talking in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how, like, this one is at the beginning, where it's just, like, super quiet and empty.
Yeah, it sets the scene better, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it feel a little more, like, barren and stuff. Somehow, a ship comes back or something.
No, yeah, the ship comes to Earth in order to send these Eve robots around to Earth to see if there's any plants anywhere.
Oh.
And if one of them finds a plant, then it returns back to the ship, and then it goes back to the main ship in space, and then it means that humans can come back to Earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Because there's life again.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Okay, yeah. And then, basically, it moves from Earth to, like, the big ship where all the people are, because Wally and Eve get up on the big ship somehow. I forgot how that happens. And everyone's, like, super overweight, and everyone's in these little floating chairs, and they're just looking at, like, even though they're going around a ton of other people, they're just looking at the screen.
Yeah.
And, like, everything's blended. Like, the food is all blended, and, like, what else is... Everything's, like, fake. Everything's on screens, and everything's, like, electronic.
And, like, it's, like, a huge city where there's a bunch of people all packed together, but nobody ever talks to each other, like, actually face-to-face. They all talk to each other through, like, these weird hologram things. And it's, like, it's kind of weird because I feel like it points to current-day big cities where, like, maybe you're living in an apartment or something, and so you're surrounded by people all the time, but you don't actually, like, know who they are or, like, talk to anybody or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, like, points back to our episode 2 where we talked about, at the end, how we just, like, walked around and talked to random people, and then, like, we found people that had similar interests as we did, and we didn't even know it. And there's probably a lot of people out there like that, where if you just, like, talk to them.
When the people were talking to the people on the screen, all the conversation was really, like, fake. Not fake, but it was all, like, super just, like, you know? Yeah. It wasn't, like, real. Like,
real conversations.
Yeah, so it was all, like, super artificial, like, superficial. But, and also, no one was doing anything for themselves, you know? Because the motorized, the little things that were on were all motorized, so they were just kind of flying around.
Communication and just community is important for humans. Like, it's actually unhealthy for your mental state and everything to not be around other people and, like, to talk to other people. Mm-hmm. But it's weird because they are talking to each other on the screens the whole time. So it's, like, it's a little bit more complicated of an idea of, like, is it okay to only talk to people, like, on Snapchat or texting or, like, calling and stuff? Because it is still talking, but I feel like also the movie is saying something about talking to people face-to-face, too.
Mm-hmm. Like in Wall-E, when the screens turned off, I think that, like, the connection those people made was, like, super way more bonding than the screen. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, wow, you know? And they actually, I think, wasn't it, like, later in the movie they started, like, hanging out more and stuff? Like, they kept hanging out the rest of the movie,
basically. Yeah, and, like, they they caught all the kids when the ship is falling.
Oh, like, they saved everyone.
They saved all the kids.
Because they were aware of what was happening. They could, like, go against it. Oh, that's true, too, because if you're so wrapped up in, like, other people's lives and, like, not even looking around at your own surroundings, like, you can literally get caught up in it and just not even, like, it's hard to stop and it can become, like, a really bad addiction, you know?
So I just did some research, and it looks like some things that I should also mention, or we should mention, is social media isn't, like, all bad. There's, like, some good things that have come out of it, such as, like, people are more aware of the news and what's happening around them, and, like, can obviously stay connected to friends that are far away, like, in other countries or other states or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So that's, like, there are a lot of good positive things about social media. I think just what we're trying to say is, like, this is something else. I think this kind of connects to this point that I saw on this other article.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a negative of social media is it can lead to unneeded stress and things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people have another sense of confidence, which isn't always good on social media. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Like, it takes down a social barrier that's just, like, natural of talking to people.
Mm.
And, like, it lets people be more kind of... It lets people be more honest, which is good, but it also makes people, like, a little bit more mean sometimes.
Because they're not, like, showing their exact face and stuff.
Right, they don't have to, like, say it face-to-face to somebody. They can just, like, be mean online. And so it ends up with some more stress and, like, broken friendships just because of things online that happen.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been, like, avoided if it was just, like, talking in person.
Exactly, yeah. I think the whole Wally thing we're talking about, the two people, was, like, kind of points that, too, because it's, like, you know, everyone's kind of flying around, and it looks like a pretty good time, but those people, like, connected, and they were really excited, you know? So that was, like, the first, like, real connection, which is kind of cool, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. For sure. Okay, this is interesting. I just read this in this article. It says, the use of social media... Wait. Okay, a University of Pittsburgh study found that social media use was significantly associated with increased depression amongst adults aged between 19 and 32.
It's kind of similar. We're talking about comparing.
And another study found that addictive social media use reflected increased narcissistic personality traits. So that's kind of what to do with, like, breaking down a natural social barrier of, like, not talking about yourself too much. And, like, online, you can just talk about yourself however much you want to, and you don't get too much backlash, really.
What? What happened?
Okay, so a school study found that the percentage of people reporting less face-to-face time with family in their homes, so, like, percentage of how many people don't really talk to their family face-to-face that much in their house, went from 8% in 2000 to 34% in 2011.
What? That's so bad.
Yeah. Wait. What?
How is that possible? 10%. Of people younger than 25 years old respond to social media and text messages during sex? How is that possible?
I don't know.
I feel like you'd be like, moving around so much you couldn't even see your phone.
I feel like that would make such a disconnect.
That's,
like,
really awkward.
Yeah, it is.
Basically, we can learn a lot from WALL-E. Because I saw WALL-E when I was super little and I watched it all the time, but back then I was too little to understand it. But it's kind of like, when you watch movies and you're older and you understand it more, I don't even remember how we were talking about it. I was like, whoa, WALL-E's actually, like, really good. And they kind of predicted it earlier.
Like, yeah, I guess so.
Because, I mean, it was probably it was a thing then, but not near as bad now. But they made it to where it was about as bad as now, I guess, you know?
There's this YouTube channel called Kurzgesagt that you should check out. And they have an episode on gratefulness, and it's so cool. Basically, he just talks about how, like, loneliness and depression and all that, like, a cure for it. And not, this isn't talking about, like, clinical depression, because that's its own thing. And, like, if you have that, I don't mean to, like, downplay that or anything. But, like, just in general, like, everyone feels, like, a little bit of depression every once in a while.
Yeah.
And, like, the number one cure for that, just even scientifically, is being grateful for what you have.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And so, like, just, if you ever feel like that, just, like, think about, even if you don't feel like what you have is as cool as what other people have, maybe, like, maybe in any aspect at all, just think about how grateful you can be, and not comparing yourself to how you're better than anybody else, but just personally how you enjoy, like, your family and your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, what you have, what you're, like, maybe something about your house, or, like, just even the little things help a lot. We'll see you on the flip.
Wow.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and follow us, and make sure you smack that follow button. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Roll that outro music.